Another migrant truck. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Found in San Antonio with 14 people inside, but unlike Monday, all were alive. Bexar County Sheriff Javier Salazar says some in the U.S. legally.
The whole situation is just a little odd. For example, one gentleman is a Cuban national, but he's got an Italian passport. And so HSI is trying to sort through all of that to figure out. So at this point, we're just kind of following their lead.
HSI's Homeland Security investigations. There is new information about the truck in which 53 migrants died Monday.
According to relatives of the victims, they'd confiscated their cell phones, making it impossible for the migrants passing out inside to call for help when the truck broke down and the air conditioning and ventilation failed. Sources tell the Associated Press that truck had passed through a CBP checkpoint 26 miles northeast of the border city of Laredo, raising concerns about the effectiveness of checkpoints along highways inside the U.S. and prompting Texas to step up inspections of commercial vehicles possibly being used for human smuggling.
Fox's Claudia Cowan. Authorities in eastern Kentucky confirming a third officer has died of wounds suffered Thursday night when a domestic violence suspect opened fire on them while they tried to serve a warrant. New York State responding to the Supreme Court, striking down a restrictive concealed carry law by enacting restrictions on where concealed weapons can be carried.
Weapons would be prohibited in Times Square, on public transportation, schools, libraries, daycares, playgrounds, parks, zoos, places of worship, hospitals, and all healthcare facilities. The ban also applies to government buildings, sporting and entertainment venues, and places where alcohol or cannabis is consumed.
Sharon Crowley of Fox 5 in New York reports applicants for concealed carry permits in New York will have to provide the state with access to their social media accounts going back 3 years. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Nearly 7,000 flights in the U.S. delayed on Friday, another 600 canceled. These travelers at Newark Airport hoping to start their holiday weekend.
We're just gonna be patient. Gotta pack your patience. We're hoping the plane is there when we're ready to get on it, or there's a pilot to fly it so that we can get out on time.
The TSA says passenger levels have returned to where they were before the pandemic hit, but airlines and air traffic control have been plagued with labor shortages. President Biden speaking with some Democrat governors Friday on protecting access to abortion.
In a virtual meeting, New York Governor Kathy Hochul told the president it's a frightening time for women.
Literally young women who never even had to think about this right are coming up and putting their arms around my neck and sobbing.
She said state lawmakers are passing a rule that will enshrine abortion rights in the state constitution and that New York will be a safe haven. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper said women from other states are already traveling to his state for abortions.
According to Planned Parenthood of the South Atlantic, their clinics in North Carolina have scheduled 192 patients from out of state for the next week alone.
President Biden asked the governors to tell him what they think he should do or consider doing. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The state of Oklahoma scheduling executions for nearly two dozen death row inmates.
An Oklahoma court has set execution dates for 25 death row prisoners. They'll begin in late August and continue over the next 2 years. Executions in Oklahoma had been halted in recent years following a series of botched lethal injections in 2015. The 25 inmates had largely been spared following a lawsuit challenging one of the drugs used in lethal injections. Last month, a federal judge upheld the use of the drug in question. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Wall Street begins the third quarter on a positive note. The Dow gaining 321 points, NASDAQ up 99, the S&P 500 closing 40 points higher. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.